This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Kaprasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Governor approves Directive 2081 on the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. Industry Minister Damodar Bhandari urges South Korean investors to invest in Nepal. Says Nepal government is committed to ensuring security of foreign investment. Nepal beat Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's Asia Cup. Sudhur Paschim Royals defeat Karnali Axe by 6 wickets in NPL. And 20 people confirmed dead after Cyclone Cedar hits Mayotte. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the Directive 2081 on the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on the 12th and 13th of November at the ministry today, Communication Minister Prithi Biswabagrung said that the directive will be made public to encourage the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. The cabinet meeting also decided to accept various grants and loans, including a loan of $100 million for the Green Resilient and Inclusive Development Program from the Asian Development Bank. Similarly, the government spokesperson and communication minister Grung said that the cabinet decided to give approval to the Ministry of Youth and Sports to award and honor 35 people, including winning players, coaches, managers, and physiotherapists in football, karate, and volleyball competitions. Likewise, Dr. Mahendra Vista has been appointed as the executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Organization. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held last Friday decided to appoint Dr. Vista as the executive chairperson. The Public Service Broadcasting Act was implemented a few months ago to operate Nepal Television and Radio Nepal under a single management. Today, Self-Communication Minister Prithi Biswabagrung, who is also chairperson of the Policy Council, administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Chair Vista. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari expressed Nepal government's commitment to ensuring security of foreign investment. Addressing a program organized by Embassy of Nepal and Korea-Nepal International Exchange Association in South Korea on Monday, Minister Bhandari urged the South Korean investors to invest in Nepal with confidence, saying that Nepal was willing to welcome South Korean capital and technology. Minister Bhandari urged the investors there to invest in Nepal for the development of industry, trade, and tourism sectors. Patients in need of organ transplants and foreign cell donors in Nepal can now access information online. The online facility for disseminating information to this regard has been launched with the collaborative efforts of the Health Ministry, Department of Health Services, and the Shahid Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudyal inaugurated the service amidst a program in Kathmandu today. Former mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, P.L. Singh, passed away today at the age of 87. According to the family sources, Singh breathed his last while undergoing treatment. Nepali Congress leader Singh had been under treatment of stomach-related disease. His last rites were also performed today itself. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Biswabagrung has asserted that the main goal of the ruling coalition is to bring a momentum in development by maintaining political stability in the country. Addressing the 59th anniversary ceremony of The Rising Nepal, the English language national daily today, Minister Grung said that the government is committed to eliminating the political instability which stands as an obstacle in the country's development. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudyal today left for Thailand to attend the high-level regional consultation on financing for development in Asia and the Pacific. The consultation to be organized by the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific region will take place on the 17th and 18th of December. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Khemri, has highlighted the parliamentary journalist's role in making the parliamentary practices richer. launching a publication entitled Parliamentary Reporting Principles and Practices brought up by the Journalist Society for Parliamentary Affairs in Kathmandu. Today, Speaker Kimura said that the media can play a key role in disseminating parliamentary activities to the people. On the occasion, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said that the book published by the Society is useful for those interested in parliamentary issues and to the lawmakers as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, not Stampra, short bag.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 20 people have been confirmed dead after Cyclone Cedar hits the French Indian Ocean territory, Mayotte. The BBC cited the authorities as saying that they were having difficulty in establishing the number of deaths due to the large number of undocumented migrants. Franco Javier Buval, the island's prefect, told local media that the death toll could rise significantly once the damage was fully assessed. He warned that it would definitely be several hundred and could reach the thousands. South Korea's Constitutional Council has begun trial proceedings for the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was suspended for declaring martial law and plunging his country into political turmoil. MPs voted to impeach Yoon last Saturday after his actions sparked widespread protests calling for him to step down. According to the BBC, the court has now 6 months to decide whether to remove Yoon or reinstate him. Now some sports news updates. Nepal has defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup. In the match held at Biomass Oval Cricket Ground at Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia on Monday, Nepal seized the victory target of 105 runs in 19 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Earlier, elected to bat first after winning the toss, Pakistan gathered 104 runs at the loss of 5 wickets in allotted 20 overs. With this victory, Nepal has entered the Super 4 of the Asia Cup. So the Pashchim Royals have defeated Karnali Yaks by 6 wickets in the last match of the league stage of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL. In the match held at the Tew Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today, Sudhir Pashchim achieved the 102-run victory target set by the Karnali in 15.2 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Sent into bat first after losing the toss, Karnali Axe made 101 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 10 wickets. With this, the playoff equation of NPL has been completed with the conclusion of the league stage games. Now, Sudhir Pashchim will play against Janakpur Bowls in the first qualifier of NPL, while Chitwan and Karnali will vie in the eliminator match on Wednesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government approves the Directive 2081 on the use of indigenous goods in public bodies. Industry Minister Damodar Bhandari urges South Korean investors to invest in Nepal, says Nepal government is committed to ensuring security of foreign investment. Nepal beat Pakistan by 6 wickets in Under-19 Women's Asia Cup. Sudhir Pashchim Royals defeat Karnali Axe by 6 wickets in NPL. And 20 people confirmed dead after Cyclone Cedar hits Mayotte. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.